This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. There are a lot of supergroups that made the scene back in the late 70s and all through the 80s right up till today. And one of them is Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks. And they're going to be joining us on the show this week. They've been with us in the past, and I'll tell you something, what a chunk of talent. Also on the show, I've been known him for a long time, David Copperfield's going to be joining us. And then impressionist of singers. He sounds just like the singers he impersonates, and then he takes on their appearance. You got to see this guy if you ever get a chance. Bob Anderson, and from HGTV in our lifestyle segment, Matt Blashaw. And that's all coming up this second hour, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi Today. I'll be right back with Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today, and that is one of the supergroups of music, Fleetwood Mac.
Joining us right now is the talented Mick Fleetwood and the lovely and talented Stevie Nicks. Hi, Stevie. Hi, Mick. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
It's so good to have you on the show.
What an intro.
Thanks. It's from the heart, Mick. Believe me when I say it.
Thank you.
We want to talk about a lot of things, but I'm excited about the fact that coming up here, I'm going to kick off a tour all across the country. You guys got to be excited for this.
It's what we're sort of made for in many ways. I mean, just this, the whole making of the album and doing such things as doing these interviews, all of it's part of what we do, but the real end result is walking on those stages and playing. This is what we dreamt of doing when we were teenagers. It certainly was with me, and I think the rest of the gang pretty much the same way. So it's the real thing, is getting in front of people and playing your hearts out.
Now, you talk about the new album, which is out, and this is something that, you know, we've been waiting for a long time. But, you know, Fleetwood Mac has gone through, as both of you know, because you experienced it, you've gone through a lot of metamorphosis over the years. But it looks like now you're having more fun than ever before, even though the texture of the group, the makeup of the group has changed several times since its origin back in the late 60s.
Well,
I wasn't there in the late 60s.
She wasn't there in the late 60s.
And everybody's so kind.
I was somewhere, but I wasn't there.
No, I think the reality is that the legacy of this band is, God knows, a fairly extraordinary one since 1967.
Yeah, really.
When, way back in the boonies, back in England, and all of the changes and all of the things which many of you out there know about the histories and the people who've come in and out, and certainly the advent of, if you like, this incarnation of Fleetwood Mac and the people that are involved with that coming out of hardships that we had. I mean, it's no secret. We worked very hard to keep this band together, and there have been times when we've drifted apart. The reconvening, which really was 6 years ago when we all got back together for the dance is really what this is all about. The fact that we're doing this album now came out of that, a really enjoyable tour. We had a great tour, a very successful tour, thank goodness. And it really struck a note with all of us that this is still possible to do. We still basically love to do it and make the music, and certainly Stevie and Lindsay with their writing allows them to do what they're made for in many ways, is to get these songs out, and that's what we're all about. So doing it now is really I think in many ways is sometimes, I think, easier. There are hardships, there's differences of opinions about certain things, but we have, I think, a much better way of handling things as people. You know, we're not as wild, as crazy as we were back in the 70s.
Speak for yourself.
Speak for myself.
None of us are anymore.
In the 70s and 80s. No, but it's there's more common sense involved somehow,
sure.
You know, which I think it's important at this point in our lives.
The original group, of course, John, Peter, and now Stevie, you, of course, were teamed up with Lindsey Buckingham prior to joining Fleetwood Mac. When you were working with Lindsey, did either of you think one day that you'd be combined with another band to make it even better than it ever was?
No, but no, we didn't, because when we moved to Los Angeles, we were pretty, you know, we'd been sort of a duo for many years in our young lives at that point in 1971 when we came to Los Angeles. So we, of course, thought that we were just going to continue on with Buckingham next. And then when Mick called us, my interesting story is that I went to the record store and spent our last penny on all the Fleetwood Mac records and sat on my couch, listened to them back to forward,
wow,
to front, and said, you know, I think we can be a part of this group. I think we can bring something to this group. And then, of course, I said, and in case we don't bring anything, at least we'll make some money in the next couple of months, because we were so broke, you know, that it was like, whatever, we need to make some money. So, and these guys were genuinely interested in having us in their band and also paying us really good money right from the beginning, $200 a piece. That was $400 a piece, which was riches to us,
sure,
you know. So it was, you know, and at that second, you know, when I sort of went to Lindsey, I think that we can do this. I think that we can add to this band without losing our own selves, you know, without losing what we do. And, you know, wow, the rest is history. We did manage to merge the two musical genre entities, you know, into something that worked really well.
Unbelievable. Now, Mick, Stevie and Lindsey, of course, were with a band called Fritz, who were kind of successful. I mean, they did openings for Creedence Clearwater Revival, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix. Did you know of them back when they were working in the group Fritz?
No, I didn't. But my first, literally, I walked into a studio, and as the story goes, I was looking for a studio, and an engineer, producer, Keith Olsen, happened to be at the studio, and literally just, for want of a better, put up the album that he'd worked on, which was the Buckingham Nicks album.
Right.
And that was the first time that I heard both of them, and
like they needed you needed a guitar player.
About 3 weeks afterwards, our guitar player Bob Welch left, and I remembered hearing a couple of the songs that Keith had played, and I phoned him up, and that's how we got in touch with Stevie and Lindsey.
Also, I want everybody to know that on the Today Show, in their concert series, they're going to be performing on NBC, and then when we're going to get you a date as soon as we know it, we're going to sit down with on Dateline. I'm looking down this 40-city tour. Is there any possibility that additions are going to be made? Because conspicuously missing is Orlando, Florida, and I'm saddened by that.
I don't know.
Oh my goodness. We just haven't decided yet. It's very possible that we will continue. We just don't know yet.
Now, you know, both of you have influenced a whole slew of people. Stevie, who were some of your earlier influences?
Well, I had many, you know. It's like I think back to when my grandfather first brought me, when I was in the fourth grade, he bought a record store out that was going out of business and came to the house with a truckload of 45s. And at that point, he brought into my life the Everly Brothers. That's the ones I really remember.
Mm-hmm.
The Everly Brothers, Marty Robbins, many different country artists.
Wow.
So then when I was in the fourth grade, I was a country artist. But then, you know, switched to San Francisco in 1966, then I was, you know, standing in my bedroom with my brush, using that as a microphone, singing along to Janis Joplin.
Sure.
So I kind of switched over from country to rock, even when I was still living at home, before I even knew I'd be in a band. So we went into Fritz, the band that was from San Francisco, and we opened for Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and all the San Francisco bands. So we then became totally part of the rock culture in San Francisco. Anyway, in our eyes, we did. Nobody else really know about us, but we thought. So my influences were very different. If Lindsay's band had been a country rock band or a country band, I probably would have went that way. Mm-hmm. But as it was, when they called up, you know, it was a rock band. So I said, well, goodbye country, hello rock and roll.
How about you, Mick?
What my influences?
Yeah.
Strangely enough, when I was boarding school in England, we used to get one radio station, it was Radio Luxembourg, and the mention of the Everly Brothers, I have to say, the Everly Brothers and Buddy Holly were one of the, if not the first influence on me in terms of someone actually at that point didn't even know I was going to play drums. But shortly after that, my aspiration to play drums definitely was seeded. I was very young. I was probably no more than like 10 and a half, maybe 11, when I decided I was going to play drums. And those were the people that I listened to.
Very cool.
And then just odd things happened later on, you know, in terms of people that I got to listen to.
Well, I urge everybody to be watching the Today Show. Check out the tour of Fleetwood Mac by checking into www.fleetwoodmac.com. Hey, Stevie, Mick, thank you so much for doing this. This has been a real treat. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our very special guest, Stevie Nicks, and, of course, Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac. Check out their website, www.fleetwoodmac.com. And we will be back with more live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
You go again, you say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down?
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. I don't know about you, but magic has always been one of my favorite forms of art. I just am amazed at people who can do magic. And one of the best in the world is joining us on the show. I first saw him over 30 years ago. Recently saw him at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I tell you, every time I go and watch one of his concerts, I'm absolutely amazed. He's phenomenal. We're talking about David Copperfield. Hi, David. How are you? Nice to have you back on the show, my friend.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for those kind words.
Well, they're from the heart. I got to tell you, I'm going back now 20, 25 years when, you know, you first started.
We were three.
We were both 3 years old.
Yep.
I remember very well in that little kitty cart that we had. And just watching was amazing. The last time I saw you, and it was a little while ago, I saw you at the MGM, came backstage afterwards to visit with you. And the show, as many times as I've seen it, continually blows me away. You are magnificent up there.
Thank you very much. We keep changing it. We have a good time trying new things out. We've got lots of brand new things in the show, and we're proud of it.
I think that's the key to it, is that you do keep changing it. As many times as I've seen the show, although there are some standard things that you do, the fact of the matter is, if you saw David Copperfield today and you get a chance to see him 2 months from now, do it. There's something different in the show.
Yeah, that keeps us interested.
How do you do that, though? I mean, aside from the fact I know you've had people all the time ask, how do you make that thing happen? And I know you're not going to say that, but how do you even come up with the idea?
Mostly they're from people's dreams, you know. Nobody wakes up in the morning and decides to saw somebody in half, you know, in real life. But people do dream about winning the lottery, so I'll take that idea and that'll become a whole epic number in the show that'll end up being 20 minutes of the whole show, where I make the whole audience involved and showing how it's possible to actually win the lottery. That's one of many ideas that's really based on dreams that people really do have. We have a new thing in the show now where I'm not only doing sleight of hand, but I'm doing it with a black African scorpion. So I'm barehandedly holding the scorpion and we perform some magic together, so it keeps it interesting for me, that's for sure.
A lot of times people, when they see a rock and roll act, they say, my goodness gracious, they got two truckloads of equipment. Well, wouldn't it be nice to be somebody like a comedian, they just walk out. You carry a ton of stuff with you, don't you?
There's about 50 people and 4 trucks, 4 buses, and it's a big spectacular show, so it's a nice balance between spectacular magic and also intimate magic, as you were describing. So.
But David, you also have a lot of stuff that you don't bring with you that's kind of warehoused. So, I mean, I remember you telling us that. I say, you know, I didn't have this particular thing because is in the warehouse. So what you're carrying in the truck isn't everything you got.
No, of course. We have to keep evolving all the stuff. We have about 20 hours of material, so we keep inventing new stuff so that, you know, increases every year.
David, tell me about the David Copperfield's Tales of the Impossible.
Those are books that we came up with. I was able to get people that are the best writers in the world, I think Dean Koontz and Joyce Carol Oates and Ray Bradbury, all to write stories dealing with magic. And we made anthologies that were really based on Hitchcock and Serling, who got all of their friends, their contemporaries, to write stories about mystery. I had all of these fine people write stories about the magic, and it was a great project, and it still exists out there.
One of the things that you do is that you just don't go out and perform. I mean, you have really revolutionized this whole industry of illusionism. Is it better to call you an illusionist or a magician? What do you prefer?
A nice guy.
Nice guy. I was at a function last night. We were talking about Victor Borg, and I had a fellow one time ask him, what came first, the comedy or the singing? And he said, the egg. So I guess you got me on the same kind of question.
Not as clever as Victor, but nonetheless.
I tell you what, he never walked through the Great Wall of China. He could always say that, but he did a lot of things, but he never did that. But you really look at this as something that you want to perpetuate, not just for your own career, but for other people's career. And you also devote a lot of time to things that benefit society, like Project Magic. I think that is a terrific program that started back in the early 80s, didn't
isn't it?
Yeah. Project Magic is a program that uses magic as a form of therapy for people with disabilities, where magic is actually taught to patients to help them regain their dexterity and their coordination by learning sleight of hand, in addition to boosting the patient's self-esteem by giving them a skill that an able-bodied person doesn't even have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been going on for about 20 years now, and we're in about 1,000 hospitals in 30 countries around the world, so it's pretty cool.
David, growing up in New Jersey, I know that you started in your early teens as a magician and a nice guy. Was anybody in your family in show business? I mean, when you told your parents you wanted to be in the entertainment business and do this particular walk of life, were they surprised? Did they think it was a passing thing? Did they think it was going to be something that you would grow out of?
Probably. You know, they didn't think it was a real career. And my grandfather almost disowned me over it because he, you know, wanted me to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that. So, but I just was stubborn about it, and I perceived, and I really loved it.
I mean, you've got to be always plagued, even over dinner with friends or acquaintances, the people asking you how it's done. Does it really make any difference how it's done? The fact of the matter is, it looks really good.
I think people really don't want to know. They're real curious about it. They'll always ask the question in their hearts. They really don't want to know. And I think people need to dream, and that's why I have a job.
Yeah, of late, and I don't know if it's been on recently, but I know that there was a magician that got on TV and started to exploit how some of these things are done.
Sure.
People watch it, but like you say, I don't think people really want to know it.
I think, you know, they're curious, but when they find out, they're kind of disappointed. Pointed by it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have been guessing my things for years on the internet and so forth. But I think in their hearts, what we have is we have four or five methods for each of the illusions. So if someone makes a guess and that guess becomes close, and those mass magician shows they had on Fox were just guesses. They really weren't very accurate at all. But people believe they were, which is the problem. But I change the illusion. I change how I do it. So to keep the wonder, because that's part of what I do.
And I got to assume that some of these things that you do are risky enough. Not only to your well-being, also to your assistants, because some of these things are very athletic.
Yeah, they are. They are very, very strenuous. It's the show is kind of a workout for me. I love the shower after the show. And, you know, even the sleight of hand is with a scorpion. The on-stage things, I'm on high platforms. You can fall. I'm dealing with a lot of dangerous things, and we have a good time.
David, I know it's probably very difficult to keep these trade secrets.
What we do is we have four or five methods, and I keep changing what I'm doing all the time. So if something does leak out, it's not a problem for me. I'll keep the illusion. I'll change how I do it.
You have, like, no time off to the end of the year.
I know.
Do you have some time when you come down to Orlando to spend at Universal Studios?
Well, I love it there. We'll check it out. We'll see what I'm doing during the day.
We got a couple of illusions here. Pretty easy to figure out. It's not certainly what you do, but I got to commend you. You are a talent to be reckoned with. You are absolutely terrific on stage, and I urge anyone, if they have not seen him, go see David Copperfield. If you have seen him, go back, because there's something new that will just blow your mind. David, thank you, my friend. It's always a delight talking with you.
You take care, man.
Okay, look forward to seeing you down here, okay? Our very special guest, one of the best in the business. He is the best in the business. There's no doubt about it, David Copperfield. And as I mentioned before, check out his website at www.davidcopperfield.com. Check out where he is playing between now and the end of the year. He is working all over the country and in Las Vegas, and you got to see him. He's terrific.
And before we're joined by our next guest, it's a good time to remind you that we have a couple of websites that we invite you to tune into. First site is ronsedgy.com. And when you go to that site, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7 by just hitting the on-the-air icon on the home page. And there's also another icon you can click onto, and it's called Facebook. And if you hit that, you and I can be friends on Facebook. So if you get a chance, visit ronsedgy.com, ronsedgy.com, and listen to our show 24/7 on demand. And you can also check out our musical website, which is called Sedgy Sings, which talks about my 15-piece orchestra and where we will be performing in the weeks to come. We're going to pause for just a moment, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
News update. It's primary day in South Carolina with voters heading to the polls, IVF becoming a campaign issue. Former President Trump campaigning in South Carolina Friday night, saying he strongly supports in vitro fertilization.
I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious little beautiful baby. I support it.
Vice President Kamala Harris responding, the vice president blaming Trump for Alabama becoming the first state to say that frozen embryos qualify as children under state law. Harris speaking in a video posted online.
Donald Trump says that he wants to protect IVF. Don't get distracted from the facts. He literally is the architect of this entire crisis. What happened in Alabama is a direct result of what happened in the United States Supreme Court.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back live with Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world. And
our next guest, I've known for a couple of years. And when I first met him, he was over at the Dick Clark Theater. And he invited me to come see his show. And, of course, I'd known about him for many years because being with Ed McMahon and a big fan of The Tonight Show, he's been on all of so many Tonight Shows and Letterman and so on and so forth. He blew me away. I mean, it's one thing to be a good singer. It's another thing to be somebody who can emulate a good singer in their style, a Tony Bennett, a Sammy Davis, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. But it's unbelievable to even take on their looks. Joining us right now is Bob Anderson. Hi, Bob. How you
doing? Hello, Ron. How are you? It's good to see you again, buddy.
Nice to see you, too. And I saw you the other night, and you hosted the show along with doing your act. Sensational. You even look like the person that you're going to do.
Well, you know, that's a funny thing, how that happens. You know, I don't do anything by rote. What I do is I kind of step into the personality and assume their character. And then I just go with it. It's like, you know, if I just step into Tony Bennett, you know, you just become Tony Bennett and you take on everything about the guy, and that's just the way it is. You know, I don't know why. And Dean Martin all starts the other way. And Sammy just comes, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. You just turn into a different thing, man. It's all different, man. That's the way it is. See, I don't do any performer that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
In other words, I don't just because somebody's commercially successful right now and why don't you have them in your act? I don't want to do that. You know, I'm sticking around to the to that great period of music,
yeah.
And you know it as well,
sure.
As any. You know it so well that, and I'm just going to like pay tribute to that golden period of the greats, and that's what I'm doing.
When you go on stage in a city like Branson. That's a little bit of an older demographic,
right.
Okay? And you did somebody that was possibly on the charts a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work. I don't really understand if some of the acts today are as characteristically known to people with the mannerisms and the idiosyncrasies as the Dean Martins with the cigarette and the big hand and the, you know, that whole stuff.
Well, I think you hit it on the nail right there on the head. You're exactly right. See, they don't have a personality today.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to capitalize on. There's nothing they don't capture because they don't entertain. It's a different thing. You know, today you just do your record copies, you go out there, and you don't have an act.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be the days when everybody had to have an act.
An act, right.
An act.
Right.
You know, Milton Berle told me years ago that he said, Bobby, if you're going to be in show business, he said, you have to have an act. And he said, and you have to know this. One week you're going to be at Caesar's Palace. The next week you're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Toledo.
Right.
And your act better work in both places.
Both places, yeah.
And he said, you got to have an act. But they don't have that today.
No.
So there's, you know, like Dean Martin, you're right. They have the personality. You know, Sammy was a character.
Yep.
You know, Tony Bennett is just, you know, that legend. You know, Tom Jones, he's just he's got that whole thing about him. You know, that's what happens. So, you know,
and you take on these appearances. That's what's amazing, you know.
You know, and that's just the way it is. So,
though, you know, it's funny you mentioned Milton Berle because he probably wanted to steal that act and wanted to know if you were going to be at Caesar's Palace or at the Holiday Inn in Canton.
That's about the only one he could steal. He steals everybody's act in the world.
Now, you are doing something that I think is phenomenal. I mean, as a singer, this is the epitome. You're working symphony dates.
Right. Yes.
Wow. You just got back from the UK?
Yes. I got back from the UK and Germany and things, doing the Philharmonics. And 3 weeks ago, I just did the Las Vegas one, and we're going to do Dallas next. I did New York. And it's wonderful, Ron, because the reason it's, again, Vince Falcone.
Yeah.
He was Sinatra's musical director for about 15 years, and he's been with everybody. Tony Bennett, he was with Andy for a couple of years.
I remember that.
Well, Vince, when Sinatra retired, he gave Vince a lot of his music and said, Vince, one thing I ask, keep the music going, keep it going. So Vince and I he's been working with me for over 30 years off and on when he wasn't with these other guys. So he came to me and said, Bob, I want to do a show, you know, this represent the Sinatra music. So we've been doing it. And I don't do his music as Frank Sinatra. I do it as myself.
Great.
And it's
that's
all me singing.
That's smart.
Except in the middle, you know, of the show, I do a little tribute. And only to the characters that are friends of his. I do, it's all about Sinatra. So I do Tony Bennett, Sammy Davis, Dean Martin. Then I do Bobby Darin with, and Bobby Darin, I do Nat King Cole with him, and Mal Torme, Steve Lawrence, and Robert Goulet.
Wow. I was just going to ask you if you do Bobby Darin.
Yeah, and Bobby Darin, take on Bobby Darin, when he come out, he does it like this here, and we do it.
And you do, they got to do the shoulders, you got to do the shoulders. If you don't,
we do it. We do it, and, you know, and they, people say that there was a thing about, there was a thing between Darin and Sinatra. No, there wasn't. Frank Sinatra loved Bobby Darin.
Yeah.
He knew how good he was.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he was. Bobby Darin was.
Oh, he was it.
It was it.
He was it. There wasn't anybody any better.
No, there really wasn't.
And, you know, that's. I think the greatest entertainer that ever lived was Sammy Davis Jr. But Sammy Davis Jr., if he was here, he would say, you know, that's really cool for you to say that, man. But, you know, Bobby Darin was like right there, man, you know. And, you know, they were great friends.
How does it feel to perform in front of a symphony orchestra? I mean,
it's crazy. Because you know what they do, Ron, how they start off the whole thing is like the symphony comes out and they sit down and, you know, it's sold out. And they sit down and everybody applauds when they walk out. Then the concert maestro comes out, they applaud, and then Vince comes out, is conducting. And then they all sit down, and then they introduce me, and I walk out. And it's like, you know, it's really like a formal thing, you know. And then, but then I get into it, and I start off right off with, I'm getting married in the morning. Ba-da, ba-da, I'm getting married in the morning. And ba-da-da-da-da, and they're just... I take my rhythm section with me, so the whole thing.
Really?
Oh yeah, so it all swings. There's the Philharmonic and the symphonies, and the difference between that is only in the horn section. See, when I don't need a bassoon and tubas
right,
and stuff.
Right, I'm sure.
So what they do is they take out the woodwinds and the bassoons and stuff, and they add saxophones.
Oh.
So that you can swing and do all the, you know, that type of stuff.
They must just blow you off the edge of the stage with that kind of, I mean, a lot of times could be a stuffed shirt kind of audience.
Yeah.
And you're a funny guy.
You got to
sing
them.
Funny. I mean,
you
got to entertain them, right? So you got the lines in between.
Yeah. They're needing more pop shows. The culture factor here, when people are wanting to come and see Beethoven and Bach, they're not doing as many people in the audience as they are if they're bringing in a more commercial act that people want to do that. We're selling out everywhere we go.
That's great.
And,
couldn't be happier for you.
Oh,
now, you're in the Las Vegas Hall of Fame.
I was just inducted as an entertainer. In the year where they celebrated 50 years of entertainment in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Review Journal, the biggest paper in Nevada, there was a list, they listed 3,000 entertainers that have performed there in the 50 years. I came at number 12 out of the 3,000.
Did you really?
Yeah, right between Barbara Streisand and Ray Charles. And,
nice company.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And,
wow.
So I got inducted into the Hall of Fame. See, I had my own room at the Dunes Hotel for almost 15 years.
Yeah, I knew that.
And I would do that late night show.
Yeah.
Ed McMahon, your friend, used to come up there all the time. 2 o'clock in the morning, my show would start. I'll never forget the first time I came in there, I was only 22 years old. And I walked in, and I had no idea why my show was at 2 in the morning. I thought, because I'm insignificant. And I really was in the scheme of things. And sitting ringside was Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr. They were sitting with Shirley MacLaine and Ann Margaret. It was a late night hangout. I took Louis Prima and Keeley Smith's place.
Oh, man.
And they wanted for all the stars to come after the midnight show. They'd get out at 1:30, they'd come to the top of the dunes. On the stage, right next to me, next to Sammy and Dean and Shirley MacLaine and Margaret, were Steve Eady, Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet. Tony Bennett was sitting with Jack Jones. Tom Jones was sitting with Paul Anka. Engelbert Humperdinck was with his wife. The McGuire sisters were here, and Liberace and Jimmy Durante.
So, oh, my.
And that was the first night.
What's amazing was that Engelbert was with his wife. That was probably the most amazing part of that whole deal.
Ron, I didn't want to say that.
How do you do that?
I only had a chance to do 2 tunes because Steve Lawrence came up and grabbed the mic out of my hand.
Who's a comedian.
Yes, and he says, all right, he says, sit down, Bobby, you got to learn something here. He says, and then all of a sudden, Don Rickles would come in. It was just a wonderful, thrilling time.
Wow. And Bob, you've seen a lot of stuff. And only being 30, it's amazing. You've packed that
well,
in.
Well, I'm 37.
30,
well, 5 years older than you are. Always have.
Well, we don't go in that corner.
Yeah.
But everything you ever wanted to know about Bob.
BobAnderson.com.
Okay.
You can go on there, or you can go Bob at the Pop.
Bob, as always, great talking to you. You're quite a talent.
Thanks, Ron.
And
I really appreciate you
and
having
a young
here.
Man, too, I want to
not as young as you. Thanks, buddy.
Bob Anderson, if you get a chance to see Bob, do it. It is remarkable.
Just want to drop in here for a moment. One of the guests that we've had on our show several times over the years was David McCollum. He played on many television shows, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. being one, and he was a great guy. Very interesting. Never knew that David actually was a musician, and he was just a fascinating individual. And we lost him this past week. He was 90 years old. I guess the cause of death sounds like it was this long COVID, but he certainly always made a mark when he was on the show, and we pass along our sympathy to his family. David McCollum, serious actor, we will remember on our show for many years to come. We're going to pause for a second. There's a lot more show coming up, live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're back. And in our lifestyle segment of the show, we're going to be talking about National Preparedness Month, which is this month. It should be every month. And he's an HGTV star and real estate and building expert. You've seen him on so many TV shows on the DIY network and HGTV, including Build It Forward. Joining us right now is our friend, Matt Blashaw. Hi, Matt. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Excellent. Thanks for having me, Rob.
They got you working hard these days. But, you know, I got to tell you something. Our subject matter today is very important. They, you know, they talk about this month being National Preparedness Month, but, you know, every month should be with what's happening in the news with all of the crazy things going on. We've had all kinds of different kinds of weather, disasters like floods and electric grids going out and storms and hurricanes and tornadoes. How do you do that? How do you prepare for something with Mother Nature?
Yeah, it's unpredictable, and it's not getting any better. And really, the only thing that you can do is get your energy source predictable. And I had a heaping spoonful of reality when I moved to Kansas City 2 years ago. I had a small tornado, EF0, hit our neighborhood. I mean, it was just a disaster. We got trees down, power was out. And I didn't know what to do. I mean, I build homes for a living. I could fix anything in the home, but I could not do anything about the power. We did not know how long it was going to be out. We had food in the refrigerator. We had no, you know, we had all of our alarm, security, internet. Everything was tied to that. So, you know, it was time to take some action. You know, that was my wake-up call. I don't want that to be your wake-up call for you guys. I want you guys to take an emergency step right now. Figure out an emergency plan. Get a secondary source of power like a generator. It just makes sense to be ready.
You know, the problem is everybody has the philosophy, this could never happen to me, and it does. You see that on the news all the time, or I didn't expect it. So how do you do this? First of all, tips for getting ready for power failures. You talk about generators. Let's talk about generators and the safety of them and the importance of them and how fast, in a little about 10 seconds after a power outage, do they start doing their work?
Yeah, I mean, I recommend a propane power generator. You know, they're reliable, they're versatile. And who you call to set that up, you want to get a licensed electrician. They're going to be able to size the generator that's necessary for the home. And it's not life as usual with a generator, right? That's a misnomer. You're just getting your essentials taken care of, right? Refrigerator, a couple plugs. You know, if you have a big enough unit, you can do the furnace. And then you want to work with a propane service provider to be able to size the appropriate tank for your backyard. And what I love is that energy source is there. When that tornado hit and we have trees everywhere, I wasn't going to get gas anywhere because I could not get my truck out of my neighborhood. So I was landlocked. I mean, I could not move. So when you have that propane there, it is there. It is ready to use. And the transfer switch, what you were talking about, Ron, basically what it is that on your power panel, it's the transfer switch in between that and the generator, senses when the power is off. And in 10 seconds, boom, it switches over to the generator. Generator kicks on and then powers your house. No need to go outside. No need to trudge through any kind of weather. And if your generator is, you know, maybe too small, you know, to run a furnace, if you have propane, you can use that to fuel your fireplace to get you nice and warm. So many benefits, clean burning. And, you know, I prefer them over diesel or gas generators just because, you know, diesel's dirty. Propane's a clean burner. But also diesel and gasoline, they have a shelf life for that. You can't use old, dirty gas. You know, you can't just sit there or it's going to harm the motor. So propane has a huge shelf life. It's there when you need it. It's a great source of energy.
You bring up a good point when it comes to gas and diesel, because I remember when I was in boating, you know, when you store a boat for 6-7 months over the winter, you have to be very careful that you're not building up condensation so that when you go to start those engines, all of a sudden you've got water in them, and I'm sure that's the same case with a gas or diesel generator. But also, they're quieter. I mean, the propane is a quieter running unit, is it not?
It is, yes. It is. You know, I've seen those diesel ones turn on, and boy, it's loud, it's smoky. But, you know, you can also get dual source power. So you can use, if you wanted to use gas and propane, The technology is there where they have dual source generators now. So, you know, again, talk with a licensed electrician. You can go to propane.com, /for my home. You can learn all about it. Decide what's right for you. But whatever the case, get ready. Have that, you know, be energy independent. And I think that's the most important thing. Be energy independent. Don't have to rely on, you know, mine was 3 days. Is yours going to be 2 weeks, right? And you're going to spend money on a hotel. You're going to spend money on all of the food that goes bad. And you know, in the long run, there's an investment up front, right, for these things. But I know the value of your home goes up because buyers want to see generator, especially now that weather is just top of mind. We hear about horrible weather events all of the time. They're going to want to know that their home is protected and ready to go.
Matt, somebody told me one time, not too long ago, that you mentioned, you know, it can really take care of the, you know, major things like the refrigerator, maybe sometimes, you know, a couple of rooms or air conditioning of a small sort. But somebody said that you could actually do an entire office building. I mean, pending it's not something the size of Walmart, you know, but use it commercially.
Well, I mean, let me tell you, you can do, there's a clothes dryer, water heater, cooktop. And you know, there is so many different, I mean, they put them in buses now. Propane goes in buses. So yes. Now, are those units? You're going to have a, you know, a large tank for that. But, you know, propane is a great energy source because it's really, really efficient. It burns hotter, so you don't have to use as much of it. Propane fireplaces, they have 5 to 6 times the heating capacity over electric fireplaces. So there's so many great benefits. And as soon as people just kind of open their eyes and get out of just like it's just for barbecues, you know, it's not. It's keeping the carbon out of the atmosphere. And you're not just putting all your eggs in the electricity basket, because I can tell you, when that goes away, what are you left with? So just make sure that you are prepared and figure out what's right.
They put them in school buses, too, which I think is a great idea. Matt, where can we go for more information on this, learn more, and, you know, talk people into knowing the benefits of using a propane generator?
Yeah, propane.com /for my home. Great information there. Is preparedness month. You want to be able to prepare for the unknown. We got some great tips in there, and you can learn all about the benefits of propane and what it can do for you and your family.
Great information, Matt. Always great when you're here and give us a lot of super ideas to really confront the winter weather that's coming and, of course, all the storms that goes with it. Matt, thanks for joining us. We look forward to your return, as always. You know that.
I appreciate it, Ron. Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. Our guest has been HGTV star, and I got to tell you, somebody who really knows his stuff when it comes to keeping your home in right condition and making it something that you value for resale, if nothing more. And we're talking about propane with Matt Blashaw. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Segi today. I want to thank you for listening to the show, and I also want to thank our guests for being on the show, and they include singer-songwriter Tommy Rowe, the producer for Tommy's new CD, and also a great musician in his own right that has worked for just about every singer you could ever think of, Mike Franklin, Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks, the great David Copperfield, impressionist Bob Anderson, and Matt Blashaw. We'll look for your company come next week when we'll do it again live. Nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. And until then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.